Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, I have a great topic for you. We're going to be talking about centralizing your medical data. And I'm going to be interviewing the founder and CEO of Patientory. Patientory is a program that literally does just that, centralizing your medical data in one place so that you can manage, share, and track your healthcare. It also allows you to communicate with your doctors via a portal system and also allows you to upload your data and be able to keep that all there in one place so that you're not searching through multiple logins and passwords to find your medical data. Now, this is huge because as a doctor, I spend a lot of time having to fax to request medical records on patients to figure out what medications are they taking because maybe they don't remember or the dosage or things of that nature, or just to request imaging and previous labs so I can better coordinate their care. And unfortunately, sending a fax over and then waiting for the time to get that data back, it takes forever. And you know, sometimes you don't want to wait that long. You want to know in the moment. Patientory has the ability to be able to give you that data in real time so that you can see right there and then what a patient's labs are, what, you know, their physical fitness level is in terms of how much do they walk a day, you know, things of that nature. This is huge. This is really huge information because it's taking what you can track on your Fitbit or your Apple Watch, but also what your doctor's been tracking for you and putting it all in one location so that you can just kind of whip out your phone and show your medical practitioner, hey, this is my most current data, versus having to wait through the snail mail almost basically of the faxing at this point and risk the fax getting lost in the mumbo jumbo because, gosh, that happens a ton. So I see Patientory as being so amazing for helping to just get all your data in one place so that it just makes it easier and gives you better healthcare. They're also going to be talking about putting doctors on the same program so that you can create a community and so you can link up your whole care team. So say if you're seeing a pulmonologist, so a doctor for your lungs, but you're also seeing a naturopathic doctor and a cardiologist, all three of those doctors can talk together via the portal system that Patientory is hosting. How cool is that? I love it. I think this is going to help with medical outcomes and patient care outcomes in the long run. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Krissa McFarlane, the CEO and founder of Patientory. All right. Well, Krissa McFarlane, thank you so much for coming on the podcast to talk to me all about Patientory. I have been dying to talk to you because this is such a cool program that you have here. And I want you to introduce my folks here to Patientory. How did you come up with the idea? You know, what kind of factors were into play? And tell us a little bit of the background on Patientory.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. You know, it's a great pleasure to be on the podcast. So Patientory started back in late 2015. Fresh out of, you know, working with a startup that focused on telemedicine, you know, we're in an age where healthcare wants to innovate. And I'm looking at our current healthcare system and I'm like, where are the patients, empowered patients? You know, it seems it's really run by parties that are really dictating the movement of that. Being in a telemedicine space, it was just really difficult to get a hand on patient data, much less me as a patient, you know, going in and requesting my information. You know, they're still faxing. So we saw the PHRs, you know, rise and fall from different companies. Google, Microsoft Health Vault that try to a PHR so that you can have your data with you anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was what prompted me to start Patientory. And I was researching, a couple of technologies in this space, came across blockchain, was sold, and never looked back. So Patientory is a blockchain-enabled software that empowers users with access to their data, as well as enterprises, to make better clinical and financial decisions.
I love the concept of Patientory because for me, I'll have patients come in the office and they'll be like, yeah, I think I have high cholesterol and I think I'm taking this medication, but I don't know how to spell it. I'm not really sure. And so then it like initiates this, let me quick try to get on this portal, that I have for my data from my other doc. And then of course, they can't remember their password. They can't remember their login. And no judgment there because I am totally in the same category. And then it turns into we have to do the fax request for medical records. And gosh, you know, the reliability of those even getting through and, the turnaround time of like legality, they can take 30 days up to give us the data back.
It's a pain. Mm-hmm. It's a hassle. It's like, what industry sold taxes? Healthcare. Like it's all the 1980s.
Oh my gosh. I swear. I feel like we are stuck in the old days. So, my podcast is all about helping patients understand their health, but also making their healthcare easier, which is why Patientory, I was like, oh yes, this is perfect. So I, of course, signed up and was playing around a little bit, and I was trying to figure out, because I will be honest, I am so not tech savvy, how does it work in terms of patients, and how does it work in terms of on the doctor side? So if you could talk to us a little bit so my podcast listeners can hear a little bit about all of the different things that they can upload to Patientory, and then how a doctor might be able to integrate into the system.
Absolutely. So right now we have a beta version of the patient app, which we call the consumer app, consumer D app, on Apple. We're getting ready to launch Android in a couple of weeks. And essentially right now it's a blockchain empowered software. So you're going to go in, you're going to sign up, and you're going to create a wallet. So those of you who are familiar with crypto wallets, like my Ether wallet, Gnosis, MetaMask, similar, but this is not for your cryptocurrencies. It's for your health, which has value.
Absolutely.
A lot of value, actually. So you're going to create that. And then right now we do integrations into Apple Health Watch, Fitbit, a lot of the devices. Later on, we're going to be doing IoT, more of, health related devices. And you can actually start tracking that information on a daily basis. You can set goals for yourself. We integrate it right now with medical record data,
mm-hmm.
which gives the patient, a more holistic view of their health. So in the back end, we're doing a lot of data analysis, a lot of data mining, to basically recommend the patient as to how to live like a healthier lifestyle on a daily basis. Based on the current data that they're tracking in app.
Interesting. So they get like little pop-ups that say, hey, you're doing great on walking, but you're eating a little too many fries, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's really cool. I love it. That's great for helping patients just in general with lifestyle change, for sure. I love that. Now, what about, so because I'm a little bit of a different type of doctor, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a naturopathic doctor. So I'm on that fringe of kookiness, and I do a lot of different testing, like say food allergy testing. And I do things like stool testing that's a little bit more advanced than the conventional doc would do. Can patients upload this directly to Patientory?
So yeah, we're working right now. We're basically collecting data from third parties. But ideally, we would want, we're going to start having fields where patients can actually start to actually upload their own patient-generated data.
Oh, that's really cool. Because I have a lot of patients that have come from other docs, and they have Dropbox accounts, which, as we know, are not HIPAA compliant or secure for that matter. But that's what they've got to be able to try to transfer files fast between practitioners. And so the, you know, having the ability through PatientTour to be able to upload some of the non-conventional testing to be able to show doctors when you come in to certain visits is incredible. I love that you guys are working on that. Now, tell me this. Are you guys, I saw on the website that you are integrated and you're working with integrations with Epic and some of the other big electronic health record systems that are out there?
Exactly. So that's one of our primary, you know, value propositions in getting all this data, using integrations, current standards that are out there, and integrating that with blockchain.
Okay.
So the biggest issue right now is, you know, in healthcare is this issue of interoperability. EMRs don't talk to each other. No. They're basically siloed.
Yeah.
And we're in data lock, especially between hospitals that are on different electronic medical records.
Yes. And so, you know, folks who are listening to this right now, Epic is probably one of the biggest healthcare electronic health record systems out there. If you're in the Washington state area, such as Seattle and Tacoma, Epic is pretty much ubiquitous for all of the main hospitals here. However, in other states, things are different. So what other programs, because I know you have some connection with Kaiser Permanente, what other programs of electronic medical records do you utilize so my folks can hear a little bit more on that?
In terms of the programs or the integration?
Yeah, sorry, the integrations, not the utilization. Yeah, so, the integrations.
So we're working, primarily we're using HL7 Smart on Fire calls,
okay.
Which has been around for quite a long time. You know, nothing new there. We've seen a lot of vendors pop up that are creating their own, you know, integrations. But that's where we currently are.
Okay.
In that retrieval process.
Okay. And what about certain lab companies such as like LabCorp or Quest Diagnostics? Do you have any integrations set up with the certain labs?
Not at the moment. But okay. We do see lab as the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare data information transfer.
That's cool. That's really cool. Yeah, I think for a lot of people out there, having the labs really easily accessible, sometimes more than the other items, might be huge. Like if you could see someone's labs and you could see someone's, say, EKG or imaging, like the x-rays or CT scans. Now, for a lot of people listening to this call, I don't know how many people are familiar with blockchain. I would love you to explain to us a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, very high level. Blockchain is a type of distributed ledger technology,
mm-hmm.
That basically records transactions, broadcasts to a ledger that's immutable. You can't necessarily change the information that's on it, but the beauty about blockchain is it's pretty secure. We're using it in the sense of distributed decentralized storage.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to keep a record of transactions that occur between the exchange of information data.
Okay. Because I think a lot of people right now are kind of like, I don't know if I want someone monitoring my every step or every move. But I think in the case of healthcare, you know, having that second integration of the data, because a lot of us look at our Fitbit and go, yay, I did my 10,000 steps today, you know, and then it's like, okay. And then you're like, yay, I slept 3 hours solidly. And it's like, how do I take this information and utilize it to even make myself healthier?
And I think, You guys are
doing that, which is really cool. Have you had, in the time that you've been working, have you had feedback in terms of, you know, any success stories or any amazing stories to date, or are you still in the beginning processes?
Say that one more time.
Any amazing stories yet in terms of hearing like folks who have turned in, you know, multiple data sets from their Apple Watch, and they're like, yeah, I lost, you know, 100 pounds or something just based off of your, you know, nudges and things of that nature.
Well, we did do a case study this past summer. People were just fascinated that they can actually have this all-in-one software to start, you know, putting that information. Mm-hmm. We haven't had anyone lose any pounds. I know. I mean, we're getting out of the holiday season, but I'm sure, you know, that would definitely happen in the next couple of months. So we'll definitely look out for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always wonder in terms of that type of data, you know, the impact, of course, and I'm sure you're thinking about, you know, endpoint in, you know, impact on the population, you know, how is having all of this data going to help with health outcomes? And my mind's just going towards, okay, have you heard any stories yet? So that's why I figured I had to ask just to see.
Yeah.
What. So tell me a little bit more about the beta program that you have going right now. What are all of its capabilities so that my folks can, you know, check it out and kind of see if Patient Tori is right for them?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, you can start downloading the app, start with your integrations. Right now we're tracking fitness data. We'll be updating with more features. You can actually connect with other people via the app.
Oh.
As well. But you can actually start, as well as tracking that data, you know, you have the ability to store information via the blockchain as well, which is pretty cool.
And when you say connect with other people, you know, in addition to doctors, who else can you connect with?
Well, via the app, we're essentially creating communities of care, we like to call it. So there, you know, it's similar to like your Slack on healthcare. So you're joining this community, and you're able to share, with the broader community, you know, anything health related, you know, that you think would be beneficial for others as well.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay. I like that. I like that. And I also saw on your website that, you know, part of the community is creating your team, your circle of healthcare advocates or your practitioners.
Yeah.
And so that would be the way. Now when you link folks up, is it you invite them to be your friend, or I know this sounds kind of silly. Is that how it works? Like you
Yeah, so it's sort of like an open forum style.
Oh, okay. Okay. But in terms of open forum, it means that you can control who's in your forum though.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want it to be open forum talking about, you know, certain things.
So, yeah, I don't
want. Okay. So I also saw on your website that you are working with international electronic health record programs as well. Is that true?
We do have an international component. We don't have any international integrations to date, as it's really specific to the country.
Okay.
And most countries we are in actually use American EMR systems, ironically.
Okay. What countries are those, just out of curiosity?
In the Middle East, you know, they're definitely one of the avid users of Epic and Cerner, mm-hmm. As well. So we see a lot there.
Nice. Yeah, I was thinking about the international integrations as you grow, because, boy, I have a lot of patients that are, you know, either immigrant population or folks who are coming even just over the border from Canada, since we're so close to Canada.
Yeah.
Being able.
Well, they're also on some of their systems use American EMRs as well. Hmm. Also pretty big in Canada.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Because, yeah, I was kind of wondering about the different countries, you know, who uses what or who does what, or, you know, you just never know. Nice. So that's excellent. And in terms of, say, the beta program, what is your projection for being able to take it from the import of data from, say, the Apple Watches and the Fitbits, and take it more towards bringing in the full package? What's your timeline like?
So we're looking at the next, I would say, 12 to 18 months. We're doing a lot of pre-pilot preparation and integrations and studies right now. And as we know, healthcare does move a bit slow. Mm-hmm. We're expected to get some results by mid-2020, okay, where we can see more of like a commercialization effort.
Very
but
cool.
But in the marketplace, we're just starting to see organizations, you know, actually start to research and test the technology.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. I think this is a great time for you to be, you know, talking to everyone about it, get that hype going, but also get folks started and give you some data back on the beta program.
See some early wins. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I was kind of thinking about the doctor side of things. So at this point, when I played with it, it looked like, you know, you just kind of sign up as any individual, just as a user. Do you have a certain designation through the beta program to note that you're a doc as part of the care team?
No? Right now, the app is only for patients and customers.
Okay.
We have a separate enterprise software, which is a web portal-based application for provider and administrator and onboarding.
Okay, I see. Okay, that makes sense. Now, in terms of what I saw on your website too, which I think is really cool for folks to hear about, is that there's a portal capability, which most of the up and coming electronic health record systems have for a portal. But I think it's even better to have a portal that is all connected so that practitioners can talk together, which is hard for us to do most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point. That's the goal. It's creating a more collaborative and centralized ecosystem, whereas providers now, they're stuck in their, you know, Epic My Chart, you know, portal. You can't really go outside that and connect with a provider that's in a different system or different hospital that's providing care to a particular patient.
Yeah, because the reality is right now, just for everyone that's listening too out there, we have to call the other doctor or text if we happen to have their phone number and find out when we can talk to them. And sometimes that takes a while. And being able to just communicate in real time quickly in like an instant messaging portal type of system, I mean, that's mind-blowing. It's awesome, especially in my field of being a doc, that sometimes I have questions, you know, can I do this with a patient? Can I do that with a patient? Is, you know, are there any contraindications? So I think this is really awesome.
Great.
Yeah, I'm super excited about being able to have that up there. Now, are you going to be doing some outreach with the different Epic users and hospitals? Do you have someone on staff to be kind of putting it out there that, look, we've got this technology, you know, get yourself signed up?
We do business development. Yes, we're currently doing business development around the adoption of the application and our early customers.
Perfect. And are you going to do a beta testing round for docs for the doctor portal, just like you're doing with the consumers?
Yeah, our early pilots, correct. Yep, exactly. Okay. We definitely want to get it in the hands of the world. You know, in hopes to make an impact there.
Absolutely. Sign me up for the beta. And I know like at least 10 other folks that I
work with. That is awesome. It's definitely register at patientcorey.com. Definitely love to have you there.
All right. So that being... Go ahead. So that being said, with the registering at patientory.com, I have already registered myself. I'm registered as a user for, but I want the doctor aspect of it too. Cause I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Cause my regular user account, I'm like, well, I can track my stuff too, but I would love to have, of course, the doctor aspect. But I'm thinking a lot of people listening to this podcast right now would love to hear exactly what to do, how to do it, how to get on that website of yours. So I'm going to let you tell them how to sign up and what to expect, because I know there's some codes that you have to receive. And so break it down for us as to how to get signed up with Patient Tori.
Absolutely. So before you go to the app store and download the app, please, you know, be sure to go to the website first and register, as it is in private beta. So our team can send you a registration code. So you can go to patienttori.com and click on download the app, and then you'll be prompted to put in your information to successfully register. Once you are approved, our team will send an invitation link that you should put in when you download the app. And from there, it's an onboarding, simple, easy onboarding process.
All right. And how long does it normally take to get that code once you've been approved for folks so that they're not missing it in their emails?
Yeah. So it would be no longer than latest 2 business days.
Okay. Perfect. So folks, now you know what to do going over to patienttori.com. Now, my other thing is that what I see on your website is you get free in terms of 10, is it 10 gigabytes or megabytes? Uh-oh, I don't remember. Help me. What is?
Yeah, it's not gigabytes. So yeah, it's GB. Yeah, it is GB, 10 GB.
Okay, so 10 gigabytes. And then, folks, if you – that's free. That's included with this program. But if you want to add even more data, so say maybe you're one of those folks that you have a lot of medical records or a lot of tests, it does cost a little bit to add extra data. Can you tell us a little bit more, Chris, about that extra data?
So, yeah, of course. It's very similar to, you know, products you're using out there in space when it comes to storage. You know, we expect, you know, you don't have to store your data permanently. You know, that's something you can track daily, and you're actively using that 10 gigabytes of space. But if you want to continue storing that data, we do have a blockchain storage program where you can actually purchase more storage on the blockchain by purchasing tokens within the app.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I think that's important for some folks who are kind of wondering, will all my data fit? I don't know. And then while we're on the subject of data, in terms of the different programs like MyFitnessPal and like Noom and some of the Lose It, kind of the different apps for tracking what you're eating, are you integrated with those particular ones, or do you have one that you're specifically integrated with right now?
With what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely focused on building something where it's much more seamless than the ones out there right now in the marketplace, but also can interact with the blockchain. So it's like you're basically able to upload calories, or you're able to, you know, input what you've eaten, and that actually becomes part of your daily goal tracker.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Because I know, you know, I use all of those different trackers with my patients and just kind of see what they're up to. I also see patients that have eating disorders, and the recovery app is a really cool one because it helps to note feelings and emotions and things around food too. And so I'm excited to see what you guys end up integrating with and in the future, because I think that there's just so many cool things that can be done by compiling all the data in one space.
Awesome.
Well, I am so glad that we got to connect, and all the technology difficulties aside, I love what you've got going on, and I can't wait to see how things develop over the next, you know,
We're really excited. You know, we've been working on this for a while. I mean, you're definitely going to see the maturity of it. It definitely depends on the maturity of the space and when we're getting there. So definitely excited on you know, what's to come.
Good deal. Well, I'm definitely wanting to have you on in like maybe 12 months, you know, like in a year, and see where things are at and kind of talk to folks about it. Because, boy, I really think that if folks get in now and get used to the platform, they can, you know, keep working with it. And, boy, they could have an amazing setup by the time you guys really got everything up and running. So I'm excited to see where you're headed, and I'm excited for my listeners and myself to play with the Patient Tori app and start getting our data compiled.
Oh, sounds great.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Krista, for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm going to put all of the details up on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. So if folks are walking or driving and they heard this and they're like, wait a minute, I don't know how to find Patientory, we can get you to patientory.com easily, and I'll give you guys a little breakdown on how to sign up and get started.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day. And thank you so much for taking the time. And we'll talk to you in maybe a little bit over a year and see where things have gone.
Sounds great. I would appreciate it.
Wow. What do you think of that? What do you think of having all of your data compiled in a database that you can access via an app? I think it's really cool because I think it can really help us to streamline medicine better. It could help us to increase your outcomes, so improve your medical outcomes when you're sick. Because the more that your doctors can communicate and the more that your doctors can see your data, the better care you're going to get. So I am all for Patientory. I really hope that you go to their website at patientory.com and check out their beta program. Now, it's not in its final stages yet, but getting to know it and watching it grow, I think is going to be amazing. I also highly recommend that you sign up for their newsletters so that you know when new things are going to be released. Now, granted, Krista did tell me that they will be putting messages out through the app because they want to kind of stay away from email and use a lot of the app to give you messages. But I do think that having the newsletters could be important too to learn more about what they're launching and releasing as time goes on. Keep in mind, they're in their beginning stages, but the concept is amazing. And I think this is really something that all of us should be thinking about so that we can have our data centralized for our medical records. Because what happens if you get sick? And what happens if you don't remember your logins and passwords, but if you have it all in one central place on an app and you can tell your loved ones how to access that app should you be sick, they can hand that over to the docs and your outcome of whatever is going on with you can be improved drastically because that doc's going to know very quickly a lot about you. And while this might sound kind of scary, maybe you don't want that information out there, if you go to their website at patientory.com, you're going to see that they have a lot of security measures in place and it's very HIPAA compliant and there's nothing to be worried about in that department about your medical data. It is in a safe place with all of the precautions that can be possibly taken out there. So I highly recommend going over to patientory.com. And if you want more information, I also will have a blurb on how to get on the portal at my website, my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. So hopefully you check it out. I'm just here to kind of help you get the best healthcare possible and give you the straight, no BS breakdown on healthcare. And I think this is a really great program that you should be looking into to help save your life in some cases and help you to get the best healthcare possible. Alrighty, I'm Dr. Jean Kraus. You have survived another episode of The Health Fix. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Hey everybody, Dr. Janine Kraus here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.